Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our program entitled, You Have an Appointment with God. We're talking about the categories of people who are going to hell. In our previous program, we talked about Satan the devil, who's going to be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. This is that hell fire, so we can say Satan is going to hell. Also, the beast and the false prophet, who were influenced by Satan, perhaps even possessed by Satan, they are going to hell. Now, today we're going to talk about a general population of people who will be going to hell. These general population of people, they're not described by name, but they have the same character trait as Satan the devil and the beast and the false prophet. It's namely this: they will not repent of their sins. So let's read about this in Mark chapter 3 and verses 22 through 30. This is Mark chapter 3 and verses 22 through 30. This is Jesus who is talking to the scribes, and he's talking to them after he had cast out some demons, and these scribes are accusing Jesus of casting out the demons through the power of Satan. So let's read this in Mark chapter 3 and verse 22. And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, Jesus has Beelzebub, and he casts out demons by the ruler of the demons. Now Jesus responds to them saying, and he's speaking in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? So it's obvious that they were saying either that Jesus was casting out these demons by the power of Satan, or that Jesus was in cahoots with Satan the devil. One way or the other, they were accusing Jesus of casting out demons by the power of Satan the devil, who is the ruler of demons. Now in verse 24 Jesus goes on to say, and if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Now in verse 27, no one can enter into a strong one's house and plunder his goods, except he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house. Verse 28, truly I say to you, now please pay close attention to this, truly I say to you, this is Jesus still speaking to the scribes, all sins shall be forgiven to the sons of men, and even blasphemies shall be forgiven. Now when it says all sins shall be forgiven the sons of men, obviously this word all has a qualification. And this is where we have to be very careful to rightly divide the word of truth, putting this scripture together with that one until we have the entire picture, because some people will run off and make a whole doctrine that no matter what sin a person has committed, no matter what their attitude toward God and Jesus the Christ is, that their sins are going to be forgiven and everybody's going to be saved. No matter what, every person who's ever lived and died is going to be saved. Well, that is not true. There are going to be some people who are cast into the lake of fire. As we already saw, the beast and the false prophet are going to be cast into the lake of fire. And even Satan the devil is going to be cast into the lake of fire. So this all has a qualification. And the all means all sins that are repented of shall be forgiven. All blasphemies that are repented of shall be forgiven. And a blasphemy is where we are speaking against God the Father or Jesus the Christ. These blasphemies will be forgiven, as well as other types of sin, as long as a person repents. But those people, those individuals who will not repent, they will have to suffer the fate of their own sins, because for them there is no forgiveness of sins. And so here it says in verse 29, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness. See, if a person stops at verse 28, they can go off and make this whole erroneous doctrinal statement. and build the church around it. But verse 29 helps us to understand that all has a qualification. And the all, again, is all sins that a person repents of. Because here it is saying, in verse 29, there are some who commit a type of sin that they won't repent of. And it says, whoever blasphemes or speaks a word against the Holy Spirit, that person can never have forgiveness, because this person is guilty of eternal sin. And when it says eternal sin, the meaning of eternal sin is that this sin has eternal consequences, and the eternal consequences is eternal death, or are eternal death for all those people who commit an eternal sin. And we know that the wages of sin is death. Everybody has to die the first death. As long as people repent of their sins, then they don't have to die the second death. But there are some people who will not repent of their sins. Not only do they die the first death, but they are also going to die the second death. When a person dies the first death, they will be resurrected as long as they have not committed the unpardonable sin, and they'll be given a chance to repent of their sins and to have eternal life. But those people who refuse to repent of their sins, they will be resurrected from temporal death, the first death, and they will be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. And there is no resurrection from the second death. That is a person being completely, permanently, forever being exterminated. They are out of the picture. It will be as though they never were. So that's the meaning of eternal sin. Now, before we read verse 30, I want to read verse 32 of Matthew chapter 12. Right now we're in Mark chapter 3, and we're going to pause at verse 29, which we just read, and we're going to pick up the same story in Matthew chapter 12 and in verse 32, because it adds something here. All right. First of all, in verse 29 of Matthew chapter 3, it said, whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, because this person is guilty of eternal sin. Now, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 32, it says, whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. This is the person that speaks blasphemy against the Son of Man. Even by speaking blasphemy against the Son of Man, this person can be forgiven of his or her sin. But notice this, whoever speaks blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, either in this world or in the world to come. Again, it's an eternal sin. Now, what is the difference here between speaking blasphemy against the Son of Man, who's Jesus the Christ, and speaking blasphemy against the Holy Spirit? Well, the difference is this. You can have Jesus Christ with you, but that is not the same as having Jesus Christ in you. Jesus Christ was with the scribes and Pharisees, but Jesus Christ was not in the scribes and Pharisees. The way that Jesus Christ comes into a person is through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the mind of God. It's the power of God. It allows us to relate to God. It opens up our minds and allows us to see that Jesus is indeed the Son of God. Not just the Son of Man, but also the Son of God. It allows us to have faith that our sins will be forgiven when we repent. And it's the power of God to transform us. It's the only power that God has to connect with our human spirit to convert us from human nature to God's divine nature. We have human nature wrapped up in a human spirit. God has divine nature wrapped up in his divine spirit or his Holy Spirit. And the only way that our human spirit can be transformed from a carnal-minded nature to God's divine nature is when we receive God's Holy Spirit. That is what allows us to be transformed. And so when God gives us his Holy Spirit, then we have Jesus Christ living in us. That makes the difference. We can speak against Jesus Christ because we don't understand that Jesus truly is the Son of God. We have not accepted him by faith because our minds have not been opened up to see that. And so when we speak against Jesus the Christ, we're really speaking against somebody that we don't even believe is the Son of God. But when we have the Holy Spirit in us, then we know for sure that Jesus is the Christ. Then we can have faith. And if, when we have the Holy Spirit in us, we then reject Jesus the Christ, then there is no other way that we can have forgiveness of sins, because we have thrown away the only payment for our sins. And if we've thrown away the only payment for our sins because we've rejected Jesus the Christ, because we want to continue in our sins, because we won't repent of our sins, then there remains no more sacrifice for our sins, and we have to die for our own sins. And again, this death is the second death. It's eternal death. This is why God the Father inspired it to be said that we can speak against Jesus the Christ. We can blaspheme against him. We can say, well, Jesus is not the Son of God. We can say that Jesus has a demon, that Jesus casts out demons by the power of Satan, that he's in cahoots with Satan. We can say this if we haven't had the Holy Spirit given to us. But if we've had the Holy Spirit given to us, and then we turn away from God and we start to speak this kind of thing against Jesus, then we have committed the unpardonable sin because we have rejected the power of the Holy Spirit. Now we're speaking against the Holy Spirit. We're speaking against the power of God, which is the only way that God can convert us. Now, we don't have time to read Luke chapter 24 and verse 49 and Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, but both of these are about the same situation. And the situation was, Jesus was about to ascend into heaven. This was after he was resurrected from the dead. And he told his disciples that they should stay in Jerusalem and wait for the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon them. And that power came upon them on the day of Pentecost. Now, what happened? What happened was this. These 11 disciples at this time, who were with Jesus the Christ, they became different individuals. When they were with Jesus the Christ, prior to the receipt of the Holy Spirit, they were weak people. They ran when Jesus was arrested. Peter even denied Jesus 3 times. They were scared of death. And they didn't even really believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God after all. But when the Holy Spirit was given to them, they were transformed into totally different people because now they had Jesus Christ living in them. Now, if they were to reject the Holy Spirit after that, then they would be committing the unpardonable sin, because if they reject the only power whereby God can transform us, then we have to remain in our sins. And I hope you understand that point about unrepentant sinners. And of course, I hope that neither you nor I will ever be in that category. And you won't be if you continue to listen to this program as we explain to you the truths from the Scriptures. And I thank you for joining me on this program. May God be in you.